a favor. Turning away from a man I once could have called my father, I realized this man was really a stranger. Dreams dashed, I walked back to my dormitory in deep reflection. In the midst of all my sadness and anger, ancient wisdom came to mind. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. I was instantly thankful to have spent a great deal of time reading the Bible. Perhaps it had prepared me for this moment. I also suddenly understood that in life, it's not what people say about you that matters. What matters is what you think and believe about yourself. This was one man's opinion, and nothing more. Who I was inside was still standing, still walking, and still deliberately moving toward my destiny, whether that meant soccer or not. I had come so far, and I chose not to let his words sink deep into my soul. I would not give up. Digging deep. What made me not give up after the whole conversation with my coach was simply my faith, my gift, and my past experiences. I had already gone through a lot in my youthful years, and all those experiences built within me a confidence that I would achieve something great in life. After that conversation, I worked with extra diligence. I dedicated myself every day to training, running, and improving my soccer game. I joined a local club team in Santa Barbara, California, called Legends. Also, while in high school, I traveled every...